Hello and welcome to the Performance Physique Podcast. My name is Arj and I am your head coach. This podcast is all about helping you with your running, your nutrition and your training. We take the jargon out of sports science to help you realize your goals faster than ever before. Let's get started. This week I'm here to talk to you about running pronation and the running gait. The concept behind running pronation is linked to how the foot lands when running and how the ankle and lower limb rotates and moves to handle those impact forces. Most people will find that their foot hits the ground, it rolls inwards, and the muscle of the arch then handles the load of the body weight. When there is an excessive amount of inwards roll, that's called overpronation. Supination is typically referred to when the outer edge of the foot hits the ground with little inwards rolling. It's basically the opposite. The idea is that one of these extremes is the cause of numerous running injuries, and if you buy the right shoe, you'll be fixed. However, there is often too much made of this issue and too little credit given to the human body. Times are changing, shoe technology is advancing. The ankle joint and tibia are designed to rotate and handle these forces to allow running motions to occur. Rather than focus too heavily on purchasing motion control shoes to correct your running technique, adequate running technique and strength training is generally the most important long-term factor to consider. With the evolution of running trainers, more and more people could effectively get away with wearing cushion trainers whilst improving their running technique to avoid injury. If we fast forward and look at the running gait then, there are three types of foot strike: heel strike, midfoot and forefoot. And yes, as you've guessed it, this is a hotly debated topic. It is, however, generally accepted that a midfoot landing is the most advantageous. The reason for this relates back to simple physics. A heel strike occurs in front of the body and therefore acts as a braking force, slowing down, interrupting the stride, reducing the elastic energy and prolonging the ground contact time. There's a great study by Ardigo et al. In 95, which basically goes on to explain this in greater detail. Whereas a midfoot and forefoot landing basically minimizes those braking forces. It encourages the body to land underneath the hips, drive the body forwards towards the next stride, and reduce impact forces. This then allows the Achilles to use the stored elastic energy in the lower limbs, and we can basically be a faster, more efficient runner. But it's important you don't confuse this with being a toey runner, which again is equally as extreme as a heel strike. Whilst the heel strike is often performed by novices, it is actually related to a higher chance of injury and slower running performances, whilst the opposite is realized by the midfoot strike that we often see athletes using, such as those international experts nailing the front of the marathon. An easy cue for you to remember then is, and this will exaggerate the movement, remember that's what we want from drills, is to settle down during a run and then take the foot through a cycling action, as if you're pedaling a bicycle, but with the foot landing underneath the hips and pushing you forward. Do not try and pull the ground. So just try to pedal your bicycle as you run. Every stride pushes you further forwards. Right, that was your intro to running gait and pronation. Until next time, thank you for listening. Thank you very much for listening to the Performance Physique Podcast. Don't forget, you can find us on Instagram. It's at performance_physique. You can find us on Facebook, Performance Physique, or if you just head to performancephysique.co.uk, and we'll do our very best to help you. It will mean the world to me, though, if you can share this podcast with one friend this week. Right, for now, take care.